to look at your idea of God for a minute. What is his character and what sort of God is he to you? If we believe at the outset he's good, then there is no second cause to anything. If he's allowed it to come to you, it must be for your growth, profit, increased training, equipping, and ultimate good. Ask Job. All things, the good, the bad, and the ugly he allows into our lives are for our ultimate good, and because he's good, he can't do bad things. Graham Cook, the 21st century prophet, says it this way. He allows in his wisdom what he could easily prevent by his power. Julian of Norwich put it like this. All the power of our enemy is shut up in the hand of our friend. That makes thanksgiving, praise, and rejoicing a way of life for us, because heads we win, tails we win. We fight from victory, not towards it. We are his inheritance and he is ours, and he alone is our exceeding great reward. He himself is our rest. Knowing God as our inheritance is to understand and believe that everything we lack is made up for us in Christ. He died and rose again that we would inherit all things he is and all that he can do, and bonus, nothing can come at us unless he sovereignly allows it. We're in him, he's in us, he's in the Father, we are double wrapped. Christ in you, the hope of glory. We are kept by the power of God. All our circumstances, therefore, are designed to enable us to be established in our faith and to learn to be overflowing with gratitude. Overflowing with gratitude, that'll be us. When we know who he is and who we are in him and what his intentions are towards us, we can't help but overflow with gratitude. 1 Corinthians 2:9, eye has not seen nor ear heard nor have entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him. He's good and he's got good plans for us. We were created by him for fellowship with him. We are to be conformed to his image, and he wants us to know him, not just know about him. He wants us to know by experience and believe that he's good, no matter how the world spins us around or whatever our circumstances are or what anyone else is saying. How often in our ignorance and anger, though, do we secretly blame him as the first cause of our difficulties and shake our fists? Be honest now, haven't you felt like that at times when something bad's happened? In your deepest heart, you held him responsible for it. Why did you allow this to happen? I thought you loved me. Maybe you still hold him in unforgiveness. A.W. Tozer, in this prayer, expresses God unblamed. O Lord God Almighty, not the God of the philosophers and the wise, but the God of the prophets and apostles, and better than all, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, may I express thee unblamed. They that know thee not may call upon thee as other than thou art, and so not worship thee, but a creature of their own fancy. Therefore, enlighten our minds that we may know thee as thou art, so that we may perfectly love thee and worthily praise thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Do you need to forgive God? If you do, there's a thought and maybe a prayer for you today. God bless.